Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to other the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
We bless one more time to come before you on a Wednesday with Hump Day. We call it Wonderful Wednesday because you're pretty much in some eyes in the middle of the week. So we're real excited about having this day. So once we get over Wednesday, everything seems to be downhill, getting ready for the weekend. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and our host with the most, join us as I introduce her in a minute, on truly an opportunity to check us out on Instagram, Facebook. Oh, man, we on Zoom because I posted out. I have some people waiting in the waiting room, at least one person waiting in the waiting room. You can check us out and be part of it. And you can be a part by calling in to our call-in number. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. And then I'll say, join us as we're going to chat about a topic that really concerning many individuals, and it should, within, even within a cultural situation, that's marriage is fading. Now, we had an episode on this on my Dr. Lowe show last week, and we talked about that. We talked about how things are happening, what you need to do. We have several topics that we're going to use tonight to focus on it, because we're going to start simply off by defining or describing what is a marriage. What is the definition of marriage? Some people just don't know. They don't understand. They have their own definition, but we're going to make sure we get everything out. The web link to check out the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. On Instagram, we're being broadcast with two devices tonight. President Dr. Dr. Dot Lorenzo D. Smith and Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And again, on Facebook, thank you, Minister Denise Stephanie, that's joined us already. There's others I'm going to give a shout out to. And that's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. It's amazing. I was doing some lab work today, and the lady said, now that D, what is that D in the middle? And I gave it to her. She said, oh, that's kind of special right there. But I said, well, I guess I feel special because you said that. It's all about making sure we get the word out. We have several devices working, and we pray that we can continue for this hour. And if we go beyond that hour of time talking about marriage is fading. We also want you to take time to check out our on-demand episode. Matter of fact, I was carrying on a conversation today with a person with a research development place, and was talking about what WBSW Radio was all about, which is an internet station. We're number one. And I say, if you want to check us out, just go to Google search. Type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk. It'll pop you straight to We're the Voice of the Smithway Internet Radio. And you have an opportunity to check all the episodes out and enjoy it. So God has just been so good and blessed. Let me give a shout out to Miss Bush EDS. Remember, Baker 5 Babies Award Incorporated, along with Hottie. It's Hot Bow. And thank you so much for joining us as well. And also in our waiting room, we have Ramwell Spurs waiting in our waiting room. We'll admit them in. We're just going to hold them in the waiting room right now. Now, let me take this opportunity to introduce the host with the most. Always exciting to have a chance to be able to get on this network, this radio station, with all of our arms that's out there to be able to share some awesome thoughts, whether it's on Monday night or Wednesday night. And I like to go through that introduction that allows everybody to know who we're working with. This young lady hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can get north in the state of Ohio, which is Cleveland, up on the borders of Canada, all the way down, and here she's a Cleveland Browns fan, dog pal, all the way down to South Florida, and she's a licensed social worker, along with she owns three other businesses that she's doing as well, and yoga instructor, and the owner of a yoga studio, and there's so many things she's doing, and she's excited about it. We're excited to have her as a part of what we're doing. None other, and I call her truly my friend. The co-host on the Monday Night Show, but the host of tonight's show, none other than Miss Lisa F. Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
Oh, God, it's so good. And bless us one more time to come together so we can share our thoughts about our title for the night, Marriage is Fading. Like I said, we do have someone in the waiting room, and I'm going to click and bring them to part of it in a minute. They just bear with us, and I know they've been there because they came on real early, like 10 minutes or 15 minutes before the time, the minute I booted up. So thank you so much again, Ramwell Spur. We're having a connection problem on one of our devices, but I see that the other device, other two are rolling, other three or four are rolling. So we'll work with it, and it'll come back up, and we'll make sure to do it. I want to share one more thing before we get into our discussion tonight, our dialogue, our talking, our interactive. This is that we have listeners, WBSW Radio, the internet station, have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. So God has blessed us to be able to expand our arms. This is going into our 6th year on September 27, 2023, our 6-year anniversary. And God has been good. We started with one show. Now we have 10 shows. And we're up to 25 co-hosts that comes in time to time, as well as guests, special guests that play a part, as well as the rest of the team. So we're truly blessed to be able to do this. The next thing I want to make sure we touch bases on is that you can tweet the show. You have that opportunity. You can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And along with that, we want you to register for our WBSW Radio giveaway. We need you to send us your name along with a means of transaction. That means of transaction, and this is the way we can connect. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. One of those. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And we'll repeat that. Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, S-M-I-T-H, 15@gmail.com. So we're really excited about having an opportunity to come before you. Give a shout out to Kayla Cook, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Kayla, for joining us as well and being a part of this tonight. I'm seeing various on and off connections, but we're going to make this happen, Lisa, because it's all about
Absolutely. All about
bringing this platform before each and every one of the individuals who are going to take time to be a part of it. So let us take this opportunity. Let's focus on our title, Marriage is Fading. Now, I will jump in early on that. And the reason I say that, because based on the numbers, the statistical numbers that out there are taken by the U.S. Census, along with I went to actually one site, blackdemographic.com, and to see that the average of African-American marriages is down to 30%. Whereas all other races at 51%. So that's at 48%. So that's distressful right there, because it's 30% and you have all others, the minimum amount is 48%. So what are we doing? What is the concern? What's going on? So our title is Marriage is Fading. So as I move forth, I want to give a shout out to this person in particular. We had a giveaway 2 weeks ago, and our winner of that Cancun, Mexico giveaway, 5 nights and 6 days. We want to congratulate Miss Peggy Grant for winning WBSW Radio giveaway. That's 5 nights or vice versa, 6 days, 5 nights, hotel stay in Cancun. We at WBSW Radio, the internet station, will pay for the hotel, a retail value of over $1,274. So we're going to pay for you to be there, but you have to manipulate the other part, like setting up your travels, how it's going to be, and all your meals and everything. So again, congratulations to Peggy Grant for taking time to listen, submitting their name into us, so we can raffle it off. And we got other things we're going to be giving away. We're going to have a gas voucher. We're giving away a cash voucher. Food for food. We're going to have gift cards. We're going to have books from the authors who's been on this show that we purchased the book. And we're just going to be trying to give away everything. And then on top of that, by having your means of transaction, you will receive a love offering from the radio station sent to your Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle means of transportation. It's our means of transaction. Get it together. So we want to make sure that. So let's get back to the topic, Lisa. It's fading. I gave you some numbers that, based on the census report, saying that is for African American families and marriages, the cultural is 30%, and all other culturals fall in the 48%. That's still below half. So what is going on here? I thought what we will address, and we got several people joining. I'm going to put them in here in a minute because they're ready to get on. We have Josh joining us, Alex Dinkins about to join us, and Ramwell. I'm going to put them live because I want them to jump in and talk about it, because it's all about talk. So let me omit these individuals into this. So I'm omitting all of them in. So when they come on, that's going to be Alex Dinkins, John Sigma, and Ramwell Spurs. How are each and every one of you all doing tonight? I am Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the more or less the co-host, because the host is the most, is Lisa Levine. How you all doing?
I'm doing great today.
And can you share your name with us?
Yeah, my name is John Sigma, but you call me anytime.
Okay, all right. Sound like the winner. Let's see, John Sigma, I don't know what that is. If that's just your last name or that's a Sigma.
Yeah. That's my last name.
That's
I'm
awesome,
a Sigma.
Man. So
yeah.
If you're a part of a fraternity, you'll have a name to go with it.
That's how it is. Exactly, y'all.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And let me give a shout out to Alex Jenkins. We have Alex Jenkins on here.
Hello,
Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. Awesome. I'm glad you can join us. We got quite a few people joining us, so thank you so much, Alex, for taking time to be part of this. If you give me an opportunity, I see some drawing going on. Thank you so much for that. I got a couple other people I want to join us as well. Ramwell Spurs was trying to join us, and I see we have a very creative drawing. I really thank you for taking time to show us that, but that ain't what we want to focus on tonight. So we're going to talk about Marriage is Fading. And I want both of you to jump in and share your thoughts in regards to that. I see, Alex, you got your camera off and your audio off. We need you to get it on if you want to share your thoughts. And then we have Jack joining us as well. Jack, you got your mute. Can you just jump on, go live?
Hey, before I start talking, I just wanted to say I think Alex Jenkins, I think he's a Zoom bomber. I think you should kick him out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I think Lisa's a Zoom bomber.
I
think
she's bomber
too. Okay, awesome, awesome. We're gonna get some things accomplished tonight. So we want you to focus on the topic. If not, we have to move you on out. Now we can't keep you in. We're gonna focus. Time is important. Marriage is failing. What is your thoughts in regards to that?
Yeah. What do you say?
Marriage is fading is the title of tonight's show.
All right.
Any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that's pretty good. Hey! Look at the chat. Who said that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who said that in the chat?
Oh,
I want to know.
We're going to have fun tonight, man. I tell you, that's good. That's
He immediately accused me, and then he said that. I'm pretty sure he's just trying to blame other people, so he's definitely a Zoom bomber.
Okay.
No, I think Lisa's a Zoom bomber.
Okay.
We have a spammer. Okay.
All right. We're going to mute everybody, Lisa, and we're going to bring
you
back
in. Yeah, I think
it's Lisa. So, Jack, thank you so much. Alex, thank you so much. We need you. Everybody stay focused on what is our title is tonight. We have waiting Connor. Waiting, we're going to meet you and Connor. We want to be focused on the title, Marriage is Faith. Okay, we're connected with Connor. Lisa, can you take yourself off mute? Because I put you on mute. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We have Connor on. Connor, how you doing, Connor?
Hello. I'm
Someone.
Good.
Look what Jack said in chat.
Okay.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, man. We're going to make this thing work tonight. I really appreciate y'all coming.
I think you should just kick him.
I'm going to jump.
We're going to.
Yeah. Shut up, Lisa.
Okay. So apparently they know Lisa.
I know Lisa very well. I had intercourse.
Okay.
Me too, actually.
Okay.
I know Zoom bombers.
All right. All right. So we're gonna mute everybody for right now. And Lisa.
So what is this for?
This is private chatting me that she wants me to come over tonight. I don't know what that's about.
I love this because this is a great opportunity for us to share some things. But if we're not going to be focused, we're going to really truly, Lisa, we're going to remove those people. And I see Lisa White, which is associated with Connor. We're going to remove these people. All right, Lisa, we're really getting to. Okay, now, Lisa, unmute yourself. Okay.
Okay, I love you, Dr. Love.
They either know Lisa White or Lisa Levine. I don't know exactly which one of the Lisas they know, but they know Lisa. Thank you so much.
I have no idea who they are. I think they were trying to be funny.
Yeah,
sure.
And I love it. I love it because the reason I said this voice is open for you to share your thoughts. If that's your thought, if you want to draw your cartoon pictures up there, I'll take it. But the bottom line is we're going to focus on our show. We open our Zoom link so we have individuals. But you go to the waiting room, and when I admit you in, you have to be able to be focused. If not, I'm going to boot you out. It just goes like that because we're going to make this show happen. Marriage is fading. Lisa.
Well, let's see. Do you want me to talk about the factors of what's contributing to marriage fading? Or
exactly.
Start there? Let's see, finances, infidelity, I think inability to problem solve when problems emerge, people not taking the time to communicate. I think there's a huge lack of communication, trust, honesty. I was doing some research on this last night, actually, just the different contributors. People not being on the same page, maybe people changing, relationships change, and then maybe you change, they change. I think since COVID, it's gotten worse. I think it's come out more. I should say that. I think that problems have come out more, or maybe people were trapped. I don't think people understand what the meaning of marriage is, or what vows are, or what commitment is fully. I think that's very important.
Exactly.
In my opinion, right? Like they, you know, so because they don't know, and you know, I'm very big on people going to therapy before they even get married, you know, to discuss, you know, but I think people don't take the time to fix their marriage, or, you know, maybe it can't be fixed, or maybe people have chosen not to work on it. It's just easier to go outside of the marriage, or, you know, there's different, those are the things that stick out to me.
Okay.
I got to grab my dog, Dr. Lil.
Okay.
So, but those are the main lack of trust. I don't think people are fully committed either.
Exactly. And I know Lisa has to tend to her sweetie in the background.
My little
so
bad puppy.
Lisa. Let me kind of, as Lisa was sharing some of the things, I want to just get right down to the true meat of it. I really think one of our reasons why it is fading is because people don't even understand a definition of marriage.
Right.
See, when you don't understand the definition or be able to describe, because it's just like love. Marriage is what marriage does. You're a part of that. So when you're talking about marriage, you're talking about a beginning. This is a beginning of a family. See, a lot of people don't understand when you come together as that couple and you married, you are not a family. I don't care if it's just two individuals that might make up that family in that household, but you still, and being married, beginning your family, it means you're putting the lifelong commitment into it. See, marriage is, again, commitment. See, we talk about on many of our shows about individuals in relationships. I truly believe that in a relationship, if you want to start a relationship with anybody, you have to have some thought process of whether or not you are interested in having this relationship becoming a lifelong commitment, for example, a marriage. See, you have to know if this is what you want, but if you have no inkling of what a marriage is, and how you can define it.
And what it entails.
And what it entails. How can you operate on the matter? See, what surprises me about so many people, Lisa, now, is that a lot of people now have a tendency to not use the resources they have. Why don't you research marriage? Research some of the statistical data concerning marriage. Do that. See the results of marriage when it comes to an end. The data is out there because the U.S. Census, every 10 years, this data, because when they go to a home or they do, they ask, is a husband or a wife, or how many children there, how many other elements there. All that data is there. But I think a lot of people have been caught up in allowing their feelings and emotion to explain what marriage is and what it does. Marriage is truly the beginning of your family. And for any or a culture or anything, families are important. It's amazing how I listen to many of the Hispanic population, especially during this past election process in November, when they talk about the candidate, the first thing they say, the key to it is the first thing, say God. You know, God is first. Then second, they said family. They put family in there. That means they are for marrying and creating families. Because they understand this is a commitment they're about to move into, but it's also an opportunity to grow in your selflessness. See, marriage is about a selflessness, not a selfishness. See, a lot of people don't realize that we have struggles in our phase and our places in marriage because you're still selfish. You want things your way. When you decide to bond and form this union in the eyes of our Lord and Savior, you have to put your selfishness to the side. You got to understand that we're now one, and we're going to work with God at the head, and we're going to wrap our cords around and say, we're going to be one. So you can't keep that selfishness. Every individual have an individuality. We're not saying that. We all bring that. We have our foundational principles we bring to that marriage. But the bottom line is, if you're not understanding and being able to identify or describe what a marriage is, how can you enter into that marriage? Marriage is not, it's not all about
I can read.
Go ahead on, Lisa.
Yeah. I'm going to read. It says legally, I like to read actual definitions of things. Legally and socially sanctioned union, usually between two people, that is regulated by laws, rules, customs, beliefs, and attitudes that prescribe the rights and duties of the partners and accord status to their offspring, if any. So that is the definition of marriage. And you're right. I don't think people actually understand what it means to be in a marriage, or what does I think they have, like, maybe a fantasy even, or there's pressures for people to get married, and maybe they're not ready to get married, or they don't understand what that means.
Exactly.
You know, think way back when in the day, I think people got married at very young ages.
Exactly.
And then now you wonder, oh, maybe they shouldn't be getting married at such young ages, because, you know, people seem more immature nowadays. You know, to me, like, I don't think an 18-year-old, any 18-year-olds I know now, I should not get, you know what I mean? They're not mature enough. And I also think people should go through classes before they get married on top of therapy. I mean, it's good to talk with a temple or church, but I think having an actual relationship therapist, and I think even once you're married, even if everything's okay, I think you need to continue down that. My last client that I had was behind, there's problems in the relationship. There was some infidelity. But what I said to him was, at least now we are all talking about it and not waiting 5 years down the line. So I think that's what people do. They tend to overlook problems. And they stay in things that are unhealthy, and they fester. And I think even before you get married, these things need to be addressed. Like, what happens if a problem emerges? How are you going to handle it? What are ways, you know, you communicate? Like, I think that's very important.
And it's so important, Lisa, also for people to work on healing themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the biggest challenges I observe, and I watch a lot of, I watch a lot of shows, and I listen to a lot of individuals out there talking through their platform. Truly, if you have not been put in a situation where you saw actually what you want to be a wife, but you never experienced any training to see anything. And training don't mean that but being in there, you watch your mother, cook. You know, one of the things is cooking is something that really requires, because you can't sit down and eat in a restaurant every night.
Someone
has to be able. So if you say, well, I saw my mom cook for my dad, I saw my mom cook in the family and everything, that mm-hmm. meant a whole lot, because you saw that. That was a sense of training. A lot of times they said, come, Mary Beth,
right.
Come over here. Let me show you how to make this batter or whatever it may be. But that's a training process for you. And we have to understand that that's important. That's where you really can work your way. Now, Lisa shared something that was, you know, a lot of people try not to talk about. Just think about many, many 40, 50, 60 years when you had a lot of things going on. We had people, this is about people who got married because it was an arrangement to the point where they may have not been ready, but they still end up being married 50 and 60 years. So one of the things that puts a challenge, and everybody said times are different now, but you got to realize, yes, time may be moving faster, but that don't mean foundations is not moving.
Right.
You got the foundation there, and a lot of times during the 60s, the 50s, and 40s, and so on in the community, yes, they may have just, you know, put you together with someone, but you worked on it. You understood, but you saw that the mother in the home showed you as a child what to do. So it's important you recognize that. So I think it's really truly, as Lisa shared the definition, see, marriage is all about a physical union. You're coming together, but you coming together to be selfless, not selfish. You're coming together because you're going to connect spiritually and emotionally. It's going to be a union between you two, because the union that we're asking you to do is to mirror the one between God and his church. That's why if you are a Christian and you take those vows that have been rented from the pretty much from the beginning of time, you got to understand you're just like that union between the church and God when you come and with your husband or your wife and y'all become one spiritually and emotionally, and a physical union. That's what we got to look at. Now, all the other things that we can set aside and talk about, the outcome, we have to get over the first part, meaning getting to it. How are we preparing ourselves to be wives and be husbands? See, one of the things I'm going to share, Lisa, you can jump in, and we're going to kind of bounce around a little bit on some things tonight. And yeah, we have a few people jumping in and out of the room, and I just want to make sure those people that are focusing on what we're trying to address. People got to remember, you had heard this, you date to marry. Yeah, I'm starting with that, and I'm going to get to the second part. If you are dating someone, your time and energy is valuable. So when you decide, I want to be in a relationship, you need to find out from the beginning. Some people are going to challenge that, some statements I want to read, and I'm going to read off Facebook in a minute. That you got to find out whether that person is interested in that as well. It's nothing wrong with asking.
Yes, you do.
If you don't ask early and you say that, see, it's surprising me when I hear on a lot of these shows that comes on, and you know, they on these divorce courts, they do the premarital part of it. And folks been dating 10, 12, and 13 years. You know, it don't take that long.
You want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
I know, like, two different couples. And they're married and they live in separate homes and it works for them. It's very interesting. And I asked the one like questions, like, how does that work? And she said, it just works better for us that way. We get along better. I don't know. That was an interesting, because I had not heard of that. So I moved here, of course, because it's so unusual down here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think, yeah, you're right. Everybody has to be in agreement, and you don't just ask someone to marry you.
Exactly.
Right, Dr. Lowe?
Yeah.
You don't just ask somebody to marry you. Wait, my mom just sent us something. She says it's not like it was back in the day where she doesn't know how to type it on the page. She said it's not like it was back in the day where you met, you dated. She's right. You were set up with somebody, you dated, you got to know people. Now she'll tell me she knew she was going to marry my dad after the second date. And I've had other people say that, like they knew there was a connection. I also think looking at my own parents, completely opposite, which works, like their personalities, you know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad, I mean, it's in a good way. And sometimes that works too. When you got one person that's maybe a type A and one person that's not a type A, you know, people complement each other. You know, I think that's important too, you know, and being aware, but now it's very different. I think people get married. And I remember my brother saying this to me years ago, because I think he went to like 3 weddings in a short period of time. And he's like, I think there should be a rule on gift giving, because he said all of them ended within like 6 months. One only lasted for like a month or something. And we were kind of laughing, it was years ago, we were kind of laughing about it, because there's no what's going on, should we have gotten married? Should we have not? Now there's problems. Well, it's real easy. And I hate to say it, it's real easy to go on social media now or on these apps and cheat, because that's the resolution to the problem. It's really not.
Exactly.
You either make it work, guys, or you don't. Like, you have to come to, and I think sometimes people are afraid to walk away from stuff.
Exactly.
Or finances. I hear that frequently. Well, it'll put me in a financial, and I'm thinking I'd rather be in a financial predicament than stay, you know, in something that's not a healthy marriage. I've never been married. I don't plan on getting married because I'm kind of content the way I am. But, you know, just listening to people, I mean, most people do not talk highly about their marriages or they're not happy. And I say, well, how do we get to a space where we are happy? What needs to be done? It can't just be done by one person. It's got to be done by both parties.
Am
I right?
You're right. That brings us to where you truly, truly have to be able to check yourself and find out your understanding. How do you see marriage and how do it fit in your life with that person? You got to go back to that definition. Do you really want to have a family? You have to make that commitment. See, it's a lifelong commitment. And I think commitments scare people more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
See, when you're already fearful of commitment, how can you go into a relationship and even bring up the question of the thought of, you know, are you interested in getting married? See, before I got married and in previous year, I run across people that were straight up. Young lady, I don't get married. Okay, fine, but I can't invest all of my time in you.
Right.
I'm
if that's
sorry.
Not what your same goals are,
yeah,
right?
I'd rather for you to be just upfront with it and say you don't want to. If you don't, one of the biggest things that bothered when I talked and heard those people say that, and I knew a little bit about their previous relationship. See, you judging your future on things that happened in your past. And we have to realize you picked the person.
Right.
See, that might be something you need to work on. Don't just create that mindset that says, I don't want to get married because I went through what I went through. See, it is never just one side. We always say it's two sides. See, I'm hearing your side. But I ain't hearing the other person's side. And then there's a middle in everything. So understanding what is that true process and how it works is not ever a time frame. Anybody tell you you got to go 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, or in 90 days? You don't know. You have to be ready. And if you're not ready for it, don't make the commitment. See, commitment is, again, the biggest challenge. I have several people I want to kind of read off what they're writing and sharing on Facebook. We have Jamil Adin. He says, social pressure. makes it hard and kind of glare. I'm trying to do my best people to stay married. Social pressure? What kind of pressure that's so social that you got to, you know, keep you from being in it? Now, that's another. I'm going to finish reading it. Then in state incarceration rate in black community will affect the marital status. No, I understand you're trying to write off what the censor, but that was based on them asking people. It's just unfortunate that, but we have to look at it from the point of view is marriage is fading. Why is this fading? People saying social pressure. Then also we're going to shout at, and I went by, I'm going to see, can I get them back up here? And I'm going to see, can I stroll down? I'm slowly trying to get it. Like Renee Johnson kicking past, joining us. And these people I haven't shouted out to. I'm doing my best to get them up. We also have Kimberly Connors joining us as well.
Love you, Kim.
Thank you so much. And there's a statement in here. Cooking can be performed by either person. Don't want to, you know, we for that. Yeah, both can cook. You should, baby, if you can cook. Appreciate it. And Marcus Holmes, member of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Marcus, for joining us. And I'm slowly trying to stroll down as I speak to you all. But we have to really understand what this process is. It's a relationship that goes to the point where commitment should be in every relationship. I don't understand how people can have a committed relationship. I think it's important because I did this. I asked my wife, "No, would you like to date me? Can I date you?" And if they when they say yes, you move in the right direction. Then
I didn't know
it went all about a long period of time. We talking about dating. Then you have to ask now, will you marry me? See, you had to go through the process. See, the problem, we're doing it wrong. And I know a lot of things being typed on. I'm slowly trying to stroll down. But you got to understand, you got to put yourself in a position to show that you want to be in that relationship, in that commitment. No one would know. I just gave you what I encountered. But you should be able to know whether or not you want to get married. I'm in a relationship to get married. If I'm in a relationship to do what we call agreement, fine. Could be a finance. Marriage could be a financial agreement. That's fine. But don't complain about the other thing because now you tap around with the true, you know, the union that is supposed to mirror God and his church. Don't get married so, you know, you decide and then all of a sudden you bring out a prenup. I'm just saying, or you know, if we get married, we a power couple because you make six figures, I make six figures. That means y'all still individuals. Marriage is
right.
Two people coming together, coming one under our Lord and Savior. So that leads you. Go ahead, Alicia.
I'm gonna say something, and I'll post it. I love Grey's Anatomy. That's like one of my favorite shows. But two of the characters wanted to get married years ago, and there were just roadblocks to it. So they wrote it on a sticky note that they committed, and they put it in a frame.
Awesome.
And that was their marital vows. I mean, and it, you know, I know it's a TV show, but there are ways to, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I've never been married, and I don't, you know, no, if that's really my thing, but I think if you watch that scene from the show, and I'll find the video to post it, I mean, it was a pretty intense scene, you know, in their discussion of just being committed to each other. They said, we don't need a piece of paper. You know, we know that we want to be together is basically what they were saying. And is that what people are looking for? Because if you're not both looking for that.
Exactly.
Then you need to keep it moving. And some people that I know that have been married, they really don't want to get married again. So maybe it's I've had people say that. It's very hard for people to find somebody nowadays. And I hear it from men and women, and sometimes I put stuff on a wellness page just to, you know, get people to kind of talk about some of their experiences. And some of the experiences are positive and some are negative. But some people, I think, you know, if you live together, you know you're committed, you know it's going to work. Or, you know, if other people, they want that on paper. They want to know, like, this is commitment. But you don't just get married to get married. And I think that's what some people think. And it is true. There's societal pressures. There's family pressures. There's just pressures all around. Or why aren't you married? Or why aren't you, you know, that's really not of anyone's business. But you don't get married just to get married is my whole point. And you're right, like when you just said about dating, a lot of people don't want to date anymore. There's components, people, to getting married. And one of them is not, and I said it before, not just coming over to hang out. You go out, you meet, and I still think about what you say. You know, you talk on the phone or whatever it is. You know, and even my dad will still say, the man always has to pay, at least. The man always, you know, you go out, you go to eat, you meet out, you whatever it is, don't go to a movie, anybody, because you can't talk when you're in a movie. Be in situations where you're getting to know. But and I don't know if that's what people are looking for nowadays. You know, I think we've become so, like, app-oriented and married to Facebook or, you know, my mom just texted something else to me. She said sometimes kids are involved, and that's true. You have to be very cautious when there are children. Yeah. And I have some people saying they've waited 6 to 12 months, you know, before they even involved, because that's a huge change for a child, even an adult child. That's a big change.
And I'm glad you brought that up, but I want to take back. But I want to give a shout out to people who's joined us, because I don't want to overlook them. You have my son, he's joined us, and he said, love you.
Hi, Lorenza.
Lorenza, true enough. And we have Christopher Bennett, Pastor Bennett of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, join us. And we have SouthernRee_001. I'm hoping I'm saying it right. We have Jennifer Salters joining us as well. And there are some other ones. And every time I hit the scroll button, it pops and go all back to the top. But slowly we'll call you out as the names come in. And we'll give you a shout out. Another thing, Lisa, I think we're going to just get right down to the nitty gritty. Truly, are you have the qualities. Ask yourself. What quality do I have to be in a marriage or a successful marriage? Ask yourself. Even in a relationship, marriage is a relationship with that lifelong commitment. But the truth of the matter, do you have the qualities? You have to know that for yourself. Do you have the qualities to be able to communicate? Do you have the qualities to be able to effectively communicate? Do you have the qualities to be respectful? You want people to respect you, but you're not respecting them. Do you have the quality to have admiration for someone, to admire that person that you say you are committed for the rest of your life? Do you admire that person?
There's something in here, Dr. Law, about gratitude. Like, it says, we are so glad to be together, and we say so. So that's showing gratitude, you know, that you're together, that you're with the person. I should post this, actually. It's actually a good, it's about trust, restraint, resisting temptation from outside sources. And let me tell everybody something. Talking to a bunch of your friends about your marital problems, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. Not a good idea. Pass on that one. Communication, fairness, emotion, truthfulness, sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Sensitivity. Teamwork, that's number 18. I'll try to put this in the feed, but these are all different qualities. And I think this is a good list. 18 qualities of a marriage built to last.
Exactly.
And so I think these are good, you know.
Those are some
I think these are good.
And all of them kind of fall in line if you just think about it. You know, we were talking about just having that affection for someone.
Yeah.
You have to have, but first of all, I tell everybody, it deals with self. You have to be able to, and Alicia, you always say this, to the most toxic relationship a person can have is with themselves.
Yeah.
See, if you're having a toxic relationship, if you're having a toxic marriage, it's because you're having a toxic marriage with yourself. See, it's amazing how everybody want to blame everybody else and don't want to accept the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people with a union and they commit it, but you, when things don't go right, you blame the other person. Then they even go into blaming a whole gender of people based on their experience. I want to give a shout out to James Bill, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Brother Bill. Sandra Drayton. Thank you, Sandra, so much. She's out of the great state of New York, and up in the New York area in one of the boroughs. Thank you so much, Sandra. Then you have Karen Copeland. And Karen put down.
Hi, Karen.
Kids are a major piece. We're going to come back to the kids, the children, because it's so important. Because you have to remember they are part of your life when you have children, when you're talking about even marrying or even dating. A couple more qualities I want to talk about and add to this. And the main one is the one we said, lifelong commitment. See, you have to understand the definition of commitment. What do commitment means to you? You have to ask yourself that. If we're going to stop marriages from fading, when you commit it, you're committed 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and 7 days a week. You cannot call yourself taking a break. You have to work. Marriage is all about work. And the next thing is responsibility. You are responsible for your own actions. I had a show on mature men and mature women. And that's in grown men and grown women. See, the difference between a grown man, a grown woman, and a mature man, a mature woman, and a overgrown boy, a grown male, an overgrown girl, a grown female, if they take responsibility
mm-hmm.
for their actions. When you commit to this marriage, you are responsible for the success and the failure. Two people union to become one, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually. Then you can add financial in there and mentally. Those are the well-being. You have to be all in. If you're not all in, don't get in. See, that's why it's important to find out from the beginning. If you meet someone and you have an interest in them, it's never too early to have that conversation with them. The conversation, are you interested in getting married? Because I want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
If they tell you no, don't spend your time and energy trying to change their mind. Because you know what? You cannot change their mind. So why waste your valuable time? And everybody always talks about, well, the older you get, your time is running out. This is young. When you're young, your time is running out. Because you have to realize if that's what you want to do and you have found that person, and everybody said, well, they may be too young to get married, but if I go back to this statement, I'm going to say, have you been trained to be a wife? Have you been trained to be a husband? Training don't come when you get to be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. It comes from your foundational principles. Now, I'm going to lay it out there. agree or disagree. I tell people, because the truth of it, you can't wait till you get 20 and 21, because you know what? Your focus is not on learning how to do the things that if you are in a marriage to do. You'll learn, now you're focusing on, well, I'm going to get this college degree. I'm going to get this business started. And once I get started in business, yeah, I may be 35, then I might be, oh, you know what? You get to a point that you already set in the way you already have. It ain't no twist nobody. You know, and those people come in and say, well, all of a sudden I got where I want to be, and now I can do that. Sometimes you have to take the opportunity when the opportunity presents itself. And it does present itself. And if it's
something I want to jump in and say, because I was just thinking back to like when I was younger. Dinner is like, I know they say breakfast is important, but dinner is like the most important meal of the day. And it's the most important part of the day. And I can just remember being a kid, you weren't allowed to leave the table till everybody was done and you had conversation. And I guess I saw it, you know, between my parents, my uncle, my grandparents. Like, it's too bad I never paid attention when my grandmother cooked, so I don't know how to cook very well. But my mom always cooked. My grandma always cooked. You know what I mean? There was always, I never saw really anybody fight either. If there was arguing, it was never done. Like, I can't stand, if there's anything I can't stand is when people argue in front of their kids. Or they take stuff out because they're angry at the other parent on the kids. And I think that's a big problem, too. If you're having marital issues or, you know, please don't do it in front of your children because it's not acceptable. But also spending time together. I don't think people spend time together. I think they come home from work now and it's like, oh, we're just going to watch TV. No, maybe you should go take a walk. Maybe you should, Harry, go to the beach. Maybe find an activity to do. I don't think people do stuff together. You do stuff separate, and then you do it together. And if you got kids, divide the kids up too. Do stuff together with the kids. Do it, you know, alone with one of the kids. You know, if you're doing like a remarriage type thing or you're dating someone with kids, you know, you got to tread very lightly on that area, but that's for a different show. But I think that's a huge problem too. And people are always on this, Dr. Lowe. They are on this phone and they are not paying attention. And I tell people, just get a basket, put the phones in the basket till you're done with your meal. No matter what it is. I mean, we're all guilty of it. I try to be more mindful of it for work, you know, or like even use this for our shows. I screen shoot or I pull up articles for us. So, you know, if they need to reference something, but people are so preoccupied. Are you going to be on your phone or are you going to talk to your spouse for a few minutes? Karen just wrote it. Computer things, Facebook, et cetera, separating couples and families. That's true. It's a huge problem. And I think we're seeing it more now since COVID, worse. I don't care what anyone says, since this pandemic almost 3 years ago. It's real easy now as a stress relief to just go on to social media. Oh, and then I'm going to reconnect with somebody. I'm having problems. So I think, you know, those are not solutions.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's not a solution. It makes things worse, actually, guys. And if you're not, like I said it before, if it's not for you and it can't be fixed, don't go inappropriate, unhealthy avenues with it.
Exactly. And see, Lisa, you're really sharing some strong points that people have to kind of keep in mind. Mm-hmm. But that everything is being said about whether or not you truly have the qualities to be in a marriage. It also plays, do you have a quality to be in even a relationship with someone? And that's why some people prefer to be alone. Yes, the pandemic gave us a chance to be more isolated. But as you know, we operate based on our social aspect. And we know the human beings operate better with being sociable, not just in conclusion inside a building. We have to be around people. But it's important that if you're interested in being married, you know, we gave some things earlier when you just say, when you start, you're dating somebody, you're interested in that, ask them that. Ask them that question. Are you interested? You know, do you want to be married? Do you think, you know, if they say,
you know what people should be saying, and I guess this makes me different, because if you're just looking to have fun, say it. You know, just say it, because there's some of us that will be like, okay, let me choose if that's what I want to do. Don't lie about being married. You know, they make pages now where you can go on, and all these men and women go on the pages, and they talk about who they went out with and who's married. And, you know, if you're looking to just date, you don't know what you're looking for. And this goes for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, I'm not sure. Hey, I'm just looking to hook up. I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's what's going on right now.
That's true.
It's just, and let the person decide, is that it? Or it's okay to say, you know what? I'm dating other people. I'm not really sure what I'm looking for. Don't ghost people. Don't play games. I mean, I did a lot of research on this when I said to you we should, you know, when I brought this up. And then I started doing research on other things that have been going on the past 3 years and even before the past 3 years. But don't play games with people. And men have feelings, too. Don't think a man doesn't have a feeling or doesn't get upset. He might not show it or express it, but ghosting people, it's okay to say, like, you know what, I'm not interested, or I'm not interested in that, you know, or don't be out there looking if you don't know what you're looking for. You know, that's another key thing. It's okay. I do a lot of things on my own. I take time for myself, and I do stuff, and I know I work a lot, and I have a crazy schedule, and I tell people right up front, I have a crazy schedule, and I'm involved in several different things, but I'm honest about it, and I think it's important that you put that out there right away.
Exactly.
Like, this is my lifestyle, or I have kids. I have my kids on this weekend, or my kids are coming in for break. I need time with them alone. There is nothing wrong stating where you're at. And like I said about men, and I do a lot of therapy with men now, and trust me, I hear a lot of things, you know, that women do that maybe you're not being cool either. You're not being cool about it. And, you know, I'm just going to say that it's not just the men doing it. It goes both ways.
Exactly.
And people need to be mindful, am I right?
Yes, and it's data to prove it. So we have to keep in mind, and what our ultimate goal is, that we want to share some things with you to let you understand that there are some important components. You got to know whether you have the qualities, mm-hmm. whether you understand what is the definition of a marriage, and some signs that you may be ready for marriage. And there are some people out there that hopefully listening to this show might have that on their mind, because they recognize I'm ready for marriage. And just a few I want to share is that you're ready to commit. See, when we gave the definition, it says that marriage is the beginning of a family, and a lifelong commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are ready to commit, then that question, when it's asked of you, or I'm looking to be married, how about you? You'll say the same thing. Don't say it just to think you're going to get something out of it, meaning something quick and fast, because that turns people bitter right there when you sit up there and lie to them. Remember some characteristics of a healthy relationship. One of them is honesty. How are you going to be in this relationship if you're not honest? And trustworthy. You got to be able to be trust enough I can believe what you say. It ain't the thing about don't believe your eyes or your lying eyes. They have that old saying out there. But I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I saw what I saw. I heard what I heard. The thing about it, if you're committed, Then you have to know yourself. And Lisa, we always talk about that on the other show. Know yourself. You know, one of the things I always share with people, every day I assess myself so I can be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. I can be the best version of myself. If you're not doing that, you might not know yourself. So you can't say you ready for a marriage or ready for a lifelong commitment because you don't know yourself. See, the self is so important. You have to know your self-worth. You know, have to know, deal with your, be self-motivated. You have to self-love. See how self come into play? Self play with all of it. So you have to know yourself and know I'm really ready for this. Then the next thing, you're able to care for yourself. See, people got to realize, just because, you know, you want to get married, but if you try to marry somebody that's going to wash your clothes because you can't wash clothes, you're going to marry somebody. I'm just using some of the simple things that people should be able to do. You can cook. A lot of young individuals now, both genders, are knowing how to cook, already know how to cook when it comes to parents. Or their mother taught them, not just only the male, but the females and the male. Taught them how to, because you got to take care of yourself, you know. And it's not always coming from a one-parent home, because I'm a two-parent home. And my mom taught us to do everything, because you know what she said? I'm going to teach you so you can take care of yourself when you become a grown man. Taught how to mend and sew buttons and sew clothes and, you know, how to iron, to wash. Wash dishes, go back then we didn't have no dishwashing. And some people say, oh my God, that's all we do. But but you need to have, so you got to be able to care for yourself. So you should have waiting on somebody else to care for you.
And you should not rely, here's the big one, you should not rely on someone for love. Mm-hmm. They should be adding love or adding happiness or joy into your space. Does that make sense? You cannot rely on somebody else to give you that. You know, it adds into your life. A person brings happiness or joy into your life or peace or whatever it is, but you can't rely on someone for love. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of people do. Like they don't see that you have to love yourself and be happy with yourself, and that other people around you. You know, when I teach yoga, those kids bring me so much joy. I mean, and you can see it in our, you know, they bring so much happiness. The people I work with, they bring that into my space. You know, that's, you know, friends that I have, that's how it should be. If I can use that as an example, you can't depend on somebody for love.
Exactly.
And people will say, I just want to be loved. Well, you got to love you first. And when you meet somebody, they'll add that love for you into your space.
Exactly.
And then you become connected.
That trait, that's one of those important traits, self-love. You can't go into any relationship, a healthy relationship, unless you love yourself. Come on now, we just be real. This is real talk. But we got a few other people joining us. I want to shout out. We got a Jim to come. Get it right. And then we have Lisa Lachey, member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa, for joining us and being a part of this. It's awesome to have you. We have, I'm going to say, Maya 2232 joining us as well. And as we get ready to get to the time of closing out, as we was talking about some signs that you're ready, truly, you have to realize that expectations are important. You have to have some realistic expectations. You have to operate on, I'm going to say this like this, don't operate in your life on probabilities. Possibilities. Operate on probabilities. That means you must go and research and find out. Just if I want to go into a career, if I want to go to college, I don't just get in a career or get into a major because everybody else in the major. If everybody else, they don't give the option for me to be in another realm of a financial situation. in your life, you have to have realistic expectations. Someone to do more than you're willing to do yourself. In a marriage, first of all, lifelong commitment. You should have the expectation of being committed. And also going along with that, you have to understand that don't try to put so much pressure on your partner or your, in essence, your spouse, and you wouldn't put on yourself. We keep talking about self. Self is so important. Know yourself. Know what you're capable of doing. Know what you bring to the table. Whatever you bring should make the relationship better. Lisa said truly something that's so important, and I always said in the shows that I have on relationship, is truly God is happy when there's joy in your heart and your soul. That's what he's smiling at. He's not, you know, in essence, he's joyful for that. See, when he know you are at peace, he's smiling. He know that you're being loved. He's smiling. See, when he knows there's joy in your heart and in your soul, I'm repeating that, he's smiling. So if someone is not bringing you joy and is not bringing you the peace and not bringing you love to whatever the situation, the relationship is, you are now wasting your time. Your time and energy is the only thing no one else should control. You should control your own time and energy. You should. Nobody else should. I don't care if you hit the clock at the job. You still don't let in because God bless you with the ability to control your time and energy. So if you're in a relationship, come into relationship like you want to, because especially if you just want to be in a situationship, let people
I
become
like
the
situationship.
No, that's what you want. That's what I want.
I like that
I
word.
Situationship.
Yep.
Definitely come from the start with that. So let people know. But if you say, I want in this relationship, I want to it to be where I can get married, and the person said, no, and I'm not interested in that, don't waste your time and your energy. Because God has the right person out there who feel the same way you feel. And he'll speak from their inner self. They're not going to speak from their outer self. See, when somebody responds so quickly about it, they're just speaking from the mind and not from the heart. You'll know when the heart is right because God will reveal it to you. We have joined us, and I want to give a shout-out to Charlie's Angels. Thank you. She said, preach. I don't want to be preaching here. I just want to say some stuff. And she put, yes, know yourself, and do not change who you are. Be honest about everything. The key of knowing yourself, you can't change that person, and you can't change yourself. If that person comes to you and says, I don't want to, that ain't what I'm in this relationship, don't try to change it. This thing about benefit of the doubt, all you're doing is setting yourself up for a failure because they're not interested. But there's someone God bless you with and will bless you with that have that same because you have a connection from your inner self. That's how you connect. You don't connect because they're beautiful outside. They got the nice physique, whatever it may be. And their BMI is great. That is not the connection you want. You want to make sure it's from your heart, but you got to be right. You have to have maturity in all the well-being, mentally, physically, emotional, spiritually, and financially. You have to be mature. I didn't just say be exposed to them, but be mature in those well-being. That puts you in a position to recognize those people, puts you in a position to find who God will bless you with because it's in his plan. That is my prayer every night. You know, God, you know, keep me on your plan, not my plan. Give me the will and show me the way.
Exactly.
And you will place who you blessed me with, and he blessed me with that person. God is good. So I just want you to keep that in mind. So if you're interested in understanding more, take some time to research. See, this is the greatest time, in the history, and when we want to have gain knowledge, is we got technology to gain anything we want to have. We can go and research.
Research it.
If I give you some numbers and I tell you they came from the U.S. Census, it came from blackdemographic.com, or came from the various organizations, you go research it because you can't do it yourself. Let me give a shout out to Christine Williams that joined us. Thank you, Christine, for taking time to be a part of it. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. Lisa, we got to get ready to, like they did the golf, you got to come on and take that swing and get out of here. Let's get
okay.
Your final
two things.
Yes.
One very quickly. At the beginning, I just wanted to say something didn't go right, but I want to say Dr. Lowe handled it correctly. When you're in a weird, awkward situation, guys, that's a perfectly good example of being calm and cool and collected on how you handle a situation. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I think some people would, you know, but that's how you handle people like that. You don't pay mind to it, right?
Right.
The other thing.
Thank you.
I kudos you on that. You're just like always so good. I try to be good, but, you know, try to tune things out. But I just wanted to say, like, make sure whatever kind of relationship you are looking for, know what you are looking for. I guess if that makes sense, know what you're looking for. And if you don't know what you're looking for, there's no need to rush in, feel pressure, feel push, because the divorce rate, when I was looking up the stats, I mean, I think it's close to 60% or so.
It is.
It's not what I was reading. I think it's about 60% or more, and I think there's no value in it, or there's no, you know, resolution to it, or whatever it is. If you're not sure what you're looking for, don't jump into something, and please, promise me you won't stay in something that's unhealthy and toxic, because I hear things all the time and people are in separate rooms and people are unhappy and there's intimacy issues and there's trust issues and there's, you know, don't stay in something. Know your worth, know your value.
Yep.
And if that marriage is not working for you or you're feeling pressured to get married, live your life, you know. Don't do things just to please other people.
Exactly.
And trust yourself. You know how we said, trust, be in the relationship with yourself, be honest and trust yourself and love yourself and be committed to yourself and connect to yourself.
Exactly.
Because if you don't do those things, your marriage is not going to work. I hate to break it to you.
Well, the truth will set us free. And we were title fading. We gave you some numbers from the start, where it's under 50%, where, you know, the rate of marriage is in our culture, in all Americans, except that African Americans, a little lower. But we have to keep in mind these things we share with you tonight about understanding what a marriage, truly a definition of a marriage. You know, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of family. It's amazing how it was defined. Or described as a beginning of a family, because you're coming together. And the family don't mean you have to have a lot of children or have children. See, God, you have God is at the head. And we're the core, called a triple core. He's there one court, we're another court, spouse another court, wrapped together to become one. So you become family. You become family. We have to realize, then if you are young and children come into play, the family is extended even more. But it becomes family. One thing we didn't say, after God and you and your spouse in a marriage, see, you all are in the marriage together. Now you have extended family come together. So the family is getting bigger and bigger. So make sure that one of the things you remember when you're interested in understanding what you want to do, marriage is what marriage does. And we all have some challenges. I've had some challenges and marriages fail. I've been divorced twice. All right. But the thing about it, God blessed me to be the best version of myself to find a wife. He said, when you find a wife, you find a good thing.
She's a beautiful woman.
So much. And
you wrote a beautiful post about her.
Yes, thank you so much. And see, that's what we're talking about. I want to give a shout out. Let me see. I think Karen said her phone had ran out of juice. So I think she's back up and running. Thank Karen and Karen Copeland so much for joining us. And I tell you, it's been awesome being here tonight. And as we truly close out, I'm going to let the host with the most close it out. And I'll just come with my thoughts like I always do, where I give you the love and give you the heart and tell you I love you and everything you can do. See, that's it. See, I truly love you. I truly
hashtag
love you.
Hashtag I love you.
And that's just hashtag. Truly what she said. Hashtag I love you. And God has blessed us one more time. See, this is always an amen moment. Hopefully we share something with you. We don't have another show scheduled this week. We'll have one coming up next week, which will be Tuesday. And we'll be coming hard again on relationships. And we're going to be talking some more about this topic because we want it to be where we can share this in an interactive moment. God has been good. He's blessed us truly, truly. And as I say, and I always tell Lisa, I love you, truly, truly love you from my heart, truly, truly from my heart. Hashtag, I love you. Hashtag, responsible. Hashtag, communicate for understanding. Hashtag, we got this. It's a mindset, truly, truly, we're going to make it do what it do. So as we close out, I want to give you that true shout out, but I want to play this because I've been playing it at the end of every show. See, it's an amen moment. See, God has blessed us, truly blessed us to be able to come thus far. So we want you to have an awesome rest of the evening, have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and may have a show at 1 o'clock on Tuesday because I'm coming back hard now. But we got a show coming up, rolling around on the next Friday. And that's going to be the part two of that show we started about a week ago. So as we close out, I want to say this and it's putting in words.
Amen. Amen. Been running, if my mind playing tricks on me, is she one love for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know if things are getting changed.